You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
It is time for the Call Your Shot Friday edition to wrap up here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. It was unanimous. It was unanimous that the Browns are going to beat the Steelers. And
the
I can
Browns
tell you,
are going to beat the Steelers.
I did this week one, and then I did this, of course, last year for the two Steelers games. Never has it been unanimous in the Call Your Shots that the Browns are going to win. What was your final score, Matt Wilhelm?
My final Browns score, Browns 27, Steelers 20.
27-20 Browns. I got 24-17 Browns. I like it. There's a lot of optimism here about this team, the way that it's coming together. These injuries, though, definitely on the defensive side of the ball make me a little concerned. Paul Kruger, I think, has been the best pass rusher on this team so far. You want to have him out there. I do think he's going to find a way to get it going, because this game is massive. This is a big game. It's a big game for both of these teams, but I think it's a bigger game for the Browns, because you can't fall to 0-3 in the division and get where you want to be.
It definitely is, and what I look for defensively is I hope Coach Mike Pettine and Jim O'Neill, as a defensive coordinator, get a little creative. You know, you don't want to become something that you're not, but find something that's within your wheelhouse that gives you a different look that can make up for some of those losses. Confuse Ben. Force Ben into throws. Force Ben to roll left instead of right. Little things like that that could work in our favor that can make up for some of the players we're missing.
And that's what they're going to have to do. A little bit of confusion. You're going to need guys to step up. But I believe in this coaching staff and their ability to get guys to step up, because think about it. It was Kaywan Williams who stepped up last week. It was Armonte Bryant who stepped up. It was Eric Martin with some pressures at the end of that game. It was Tank Carter who stepped up. This is a Browns team that needs to do it collectively. And each week you're going to have new guys step up. This will be their opportunities. Take me inside Justin Gilbert's mind, though, right now, Matt. What is he thinking, knowing that he could end up going from a guy who saw his snaps decrease every single game to playing a meaningful role in the biggest game of the year?
He's got to be excited. And again, this is where you want to be, of course, everybody wants to be picked in the first round. Everybody wants to make that first round money and have that first round, be that first round pick. Well, you did. You accomplished that. And you thrive when the lights are the brightest, you know. And if you look back at Justin Gilbert in his career, and what he's got to do is go, when I was had the biggest task, or when I played in my biggest games, is when I played my best. I didn't crack. And what he's been cracked this season, but again, in games, not the biggest game. And like I said, is the fact that he's had a great week of practice, to me, is he's kind of clapped back. He got knocked down and he stepped back up and showed these coaches that he deserves more reps. And also, too, the fact that he's being considered to play a full game as a replacement if Joe Hayden does not goes to show that he is a guy, because I don't think that Coach Pettine and the staff would put a question mark out on this football field.
Yeah, I don't think they would either. And, you know, sometimes when you're a first-round pick, you know that you've been so successful, you've come in here, and maybe you can come in with, and I'm not saying Justin Gilbert did, but maybe a little bit of a sense of entitlement. But when you know that, and they go to nickel situations, and instead of you playing, an undrafted free agent is playing, that could put a chip on your shoulder, and maybe that's what he needed, was to kind of get that chip on his shoulder. And hopefully, from all accounts, he had the best week of practice he's had since being with the Browns. The coaches feel confident in him. His confidence is up. But I wonder psychologically if that is one of the things that kind of helped the light bulb go on. Like, wait a second. This guy should not be playing ahead of me, and yet he is.
You're right. That might be, and I was going to say, you said, the light bulb, but it's that slap in the face. And that's truly what it is. Because again, we're the professional football players. We're full of ego. We're egomaniacs in some cases. And Justin Gilbert being a number one pick, whether he wants to admit it or not, is. And when someone who is not get picked in the 250 plus picks there are in the draft is playing ahead of you, that hurts. Deep down it hurts. He's embarrassed. And I think this is where it's extremely important for Justin Gilbert to put the focus back on, okay, that ain't cool. How can I change it? Focusing on the little things, the technique, mastering this scheme, understanding, because that is the only way he can get those opportunities in the future.
Absolutely. And if he gets them this weekend, it will be certainly significant, meaningful, and huge opportunities. This is a game that the Browns, I think, have to win. I think we can all agree on that. And we all are hopeful that they will win it. What does a win do for this locker room, Matt? If you get this one after the big comeback in Tennessee, we saw them dancing, coming together. But now you get this win at home. What would it do for this team going forward? forward.
I mean, it's what it will do for this team is what it will do for the city. It will set it on
pandemonium.
Fire. Pandemonium, exactly. It'll set them on fire. The confidence will go through the roof. And again, at that point, something that we've been looking forward to now for five or six, or I mean, a few weeks now since the bye, is the optimism in the upcoming schedule is to go to 3-2 and have a winning record, you know, and feel very confident with where you sit coming off of this, but then having to go to Jacksonville, a team that is highly struggling, to go get another victory. And that's where that, again, I keep saying, momentum and confidence. You build belief in the system, the coaches build belief in you as a team, the fans get behind you, and you roll. You show up to places as a dominant football team, expected to win. Vegas has you as favorites in the next three football games. How good would that feel? Makes you want to go play up to that level, does it not?
It certainly does, and only the third time since 1994 that the Browns are favored against these Pittsburgh Steelers. It's a big one. They've got to get it done. And let me ask you, because this is a team that we've all talked about. In stretches, they've been brilliant on defense, and in stretches, they've been absolutely horrific on defense. That's why they're ranked 31st overall. When you're trying to get a team to be more consistent, everybody says play 60 minutes. You need to get a 60-minute game. And they're a cliche, but it's also a fact. How do you get there? What is the mechanism that you need to get there to become more consistent, whether it be in your own meeting rooms, without the coaches, with the coaches? What does that come down to?
I think statistically, and you said it best earlier when we made our picks, was eliminate those chunk plays. Because those chunk plays, or yards after the catch, are the difference between being 31st and 21st. You know, letting guys a missed tackle, going for an extra 10 yard time and time again, you know, in one ball game, multiplied times the four ball games that we've played, that's a lot of yardage right there.
Absolutely.
That's one. And then I think ultimately, too, what it has to take, and I think Justin Gilbert, we're hearing he's done that, is humbling yourself personally and buy in to the team and this scheme. It's not about me. We saw that last year. A 4-12 football team sent six guys to the Pro Bowl. That means individuals were flourishing within a team in that system. This system, they would be fully content going to the playoffs and winning 10 football games and having no players go to the Pro Bowl.
Of course.
I promise you. And that's everyone humbling and saying, it's not about me, it's about we. Let me do my job, and that's it, and that is enough for us to win football games.
And win a football game is all the Browns have to do this Sunday. It's a pass-fail league. We all want to pass. You can be a part of it. Turn out, dog pound, be loud, make it hard for Ben Roethlisberger. Their offensive line, it's not good. They've given up 15 sacks already, third most in the league. So be loud, be disruptive, do what you can to help this Browns team get what will be the biggest win to date in the Mike Pettine era, and go to 3-2 with a big win over the Pittsburgh Steelers. Want to thank everybody who was involved in today's show. Bill Hillgrove, the radio voice of the Steelers. Of course, Mary Kay Cabot from Cleveland.com and the Cleveland Plain Dealer, and then the kid coming in with the Friday forecast. Thank goodness he made it. We would have not wanted to see him pay the price after last week's big statements.
I would have brought my needle.
And thank you to all of you, unanimous in a Call Your Shot Friday, that the Browns will get the job done against the Steelers. I've got the belief. It'll be pandemonium. We'll be dancing in the streets. Let's go, Dog Pound. Stay tuned for the Golden Boys right here on ESPN 850 WKNR. For Matt Wilhelm, I'm Nathan Zagura, saying thank you so much for listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven
by Liberty Ford.
Here we go, Browns. Here we go.
You know that I love loving upon you. Let's hit the switch and let
the preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.